Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's
required us to thank the Lord.
There are
many things He's done for us. What is more sure? That He warned us to prove that we are His prophets. By the spirit of prophecy who is in us, the testimony of Christ. Yes. Because he said he would not do anything till he first warned his prophets. So many things have happened, but we move to overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we too, we said, let's work with all our strength, with all our lives, all our possessions, that we can make Him happy. When His joy increase,
our
power increase from Him. When knowledge increases in us, and the much power come from Him, and not from us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Benjamin has been telling us that recently, as we just left on Sunday, the rain came when it was too much and it broke down the entire pulpit. Yes. It broke it. This side. I don't know how God did it. This side where machines are did not fall. There's nothing which fell on the machines. But this side it broke and fell. This side it got bent. They will show you the pictures. But when they told me in the morning, I was still sleeping, I told them, let me first wake up and we are going to repair it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what I thought about? That if it broke and we are up here,
now
because we are not up here, I didn't mind what had gotten spoiled. Me and you, we are the main issue here, not machines. As long as we are still here, we still have works to do.
I
don't want to lose anyone of you or to get any limits or failure. As long as we still live.
Yeah,
I said, God, you protected us so much. Thank you.
Well,
none of us got problems. And as I reached here, I came around midday. I woke up around midday. I said, let me go there. I reached. The speakers, they are there. The system is on the side. I'll not tell you the money it's worth. But it's a lot of money. Now God told us no. Now enlarge the size and you repair it. Now me and you, we did all possible. One of you may have worked and you don't even know it. That you are working because of that.
For
I saw money come on the phone. I don't know what God told you.
The
one of that you gave last time,
give it
perhaps give, we have work to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we repaired it. Our brethren in that department of welding, don't you think that we went out to get labor? And I request to clap for them. You may not know them much because they will not come here individually. But you know, our brethren, the builders, the engineers, the all that
blind,
they tried that you reach Saturday
and
the work is just as it was and it's more glorious.
kale bwowulira tetufunye kadde nnyo katestinga bivuga
bino we've not gotten time test machines
era tugambye tulina okukayimirira ku wantu wogere
tunyumirwe
mu linnya lya mukama era tunyumirwe okubeerawo kwa
mukama
Hallelujah.
So remain praising him in the
world.
You worship him as you thank him. For praise comes right from you and moves from the machines. Though they are not there, you can remain praising. Yes.
So do gale yote tukubye bivuga.
We have not paid instruments.
Ati tujja bikubanga bibulamu.
Meza
we bintu byonana
aulira. When they are lacking, the Almighty will hear us.
Na ye,
but
ikirungi.
The good thing.
Yatugabiridde.
He provided for us.
Lichimuno sanga chiki.
Everything you found and it's back in order.
Oboliyao.
Perhaps
singatobadetumuliriza.
If you're not hearkening from him,
iranga tumukakani.
And we are not humble towards him.
Tandi tugabiridde mangu mangu
quickly provided us in the few days.
Kubanga atere chewunyisa.
For still what is surprising.
Itu abadde na abagoli nga bamekawo.
Had like bright like seven couples. Yes.
Gababa mukoti.
And they come from the court.
Eni tubanirize wakiye.
And we welcome them at home.
Wabira wawo kubasanyukira no kubasabira no.
We rejoiced and we ate with them.
Who
said that we did call us? You wait. This year will not end before I call all of you. This month, I'm going to call you. We eat a cow.
Same.
Not one. Like two, three, four. We even eat chicken. Those roasting will be on the side. As we come brides,
and
we introduce them as they go in their homes. I'll tell you the day.
It
may not move beyond 20th. Yes. What you do for me is one. You prepare thanks on that day. On our account came that note of money.
4,700.
That money came in our account. It can help start on the television. You know, there are those
tapping
ears. You count 4,700, how it can be.
So
as he promised, in the same year, we have 4,700 is on the account. Yes. 4,000 what? If it can begin television, it's there. It can begin. And we have something we see.
In
January, you see things changed here. As full knowledge there.
Head
on to go this worldwide call officially. God is final work on this earth. The campaign of doing revival and restoration of all things. Don't come as 4,700. How much is that? You just take it like that. But you know, it can begin on the television.
Amen.
When they ask you how much did you get?
4,700.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why don't we eat meats on the side?
And
chicken will come in our couples. We come with all thanks.
And
God has given only victory. Maybe
that day me too, I'll show you the doctor. I made sure you the doctor that day. No, most those local doctors, I gave up on those.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Herbalists.
Hallelujah.
Still remain praying in our prayers.
In
our families where we are all are staying.
And
remain praising and worshiping God. Till the end of the year, then we see new commands which will be given us right from the Father in heaven, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, this work is serious. The men had a conference. Let us read here. The delegates came from all Africa saying that Uganda, why don't you lead us in revival? And what is so terrifying, the Holy Spirit told them, here in Uganda there are men and women who have been trained to be the voice of God. And they have. You first listen. And they have the strategies of God. They have the strategies of God. Those with standard strategies that have been trained. They
did
say they have gone trained. They have been trained already. Why don't we thank? The Holy Spirit in the beginning of year, he said, he's moved to speak with the world. Let us take the weekend from our midst and we meet the next year. He went, spoke with those in the world. He told them, how people have trained in Uganda. They even have the strategies of God. Let us read, we hear.
New Vision paper.
This is a New Vision newspaper. It was released on the 6th November.
You
remember this, that which first moved and released in New Vision in 1992. The Austrian Vision on Uganda. When they say, here there is a man, this has come said, the man must have trained people around.
Amen.
Are you thinking that we are still on jokes here? No. We are very serious. And we have to keep those strategies.
But
if we do not keep them, they are ones God has proclaimed in the people.
That
they have strategies which can redeem Africa and the entire world. And remember, God one day told us,
he's
made us solutions to the problem of Africa and all the nations of the world. Let's read and we hear what this newspaper is saying. Monday, November 6th,
2023.
Hundreds of born-again Christians who thronged the Mantle of Devolver Builders Conference in Kampala on Saturday prayed for Uganda to lead the way for the revival of the African continent.
enkumi n'enkumi zaba born again Christians bayita abalokole bagenze ku kizimbe ekyo
olukungaana
olukungaana olwabadde ku Deborah's what?
Deborah's Builder Conference
ne basaba Uganda ekulembere mu revival ya Semazinga wa Africa.
We wow. The believers from Nigeria,
abakirizo kuva mu Nigeria, Kenya
and Uganda,
mu Uganda,
who gathered at Gulf Coast Hotel,
ababadde ku Gulf Coast Hotel,
noted that Uganda has set a good example in homemade innovations.
Bagambye nti bakitegedde nti mu Uganda waliwo innovation ezikoleddwa.
And review of the education curriculum.
Ne mukuchusa kuzobujja curriculum yebyokusoma.
Wow. Apostle Isi Ikineba from Nigeria said,
Omutumo ya Gambia,
Uganda has lived by example in the education sector. From developing a curriculum that responds to the needs of the country, to innovations that will lead to job creation, she prophesied that many people from all over the world will start to come to Uganda to benchmark against Uganda's education.
Nga banja abokuva mu nsi yonna nga beetaaga obuyambi okuva mu byensoma ebya Uganda n'abasomesa.
It's curriculum and teachers.
Hey.
Uganda, we are here because the Spirit of God says,
Uganda tuli wano kubanga omwoyo wa Mukama agamba,
Uganda, it is your season.
Uganda bye biro byo.
Uganda, it is your time.
Sawa yo.
And the Spirit of God said, in this season, I am bringing Uganda into an unveiling and revealing season. She said, adding, when the Spirit of God spoke to me, I saw a layer peeled off the nation of Uganda. I saw the Spirit of God revealing things that He has been preparing things. He has been orchestrating. She said, the Spirit of God said that able men and women who will be voices of God, with kingdom strategies, have been prepared in Uganda.
Amen.
I don't know whether you hear that word.
He said
that men and women who have ability to be the voice of God have been prepared in Uganda with kingdom strategies. Oh, fine. Adding, when the Spirit of God spoke to me,
I saw
a layer peeled off the nation of Uganda. I saw the Spirit of God revealing things that He has been preparing. Things He has been orchestrating. She said, the Spirit of God said that able men and women who will be voices of God with kingdom strategies have been prepared in Uganda. Uganda. They have been prepared. Now don't you see there? Every day I've been telling you that we are preparing you. And as we say, I'm preparing you. You be here.
As
you run away. But when he went out, he said, I have prepared them. What extent have you prepared yourself?
Uh-huh.
She said, this she said, we lead Africa and the rest of the world in the right path and will save them from the seasons to come. Those people prepared. Those with the kingdom strategies. That's why I thank the Spirit of the Lord that He upholds me, that I be on the track, right on the rightful track.
So
you contest against it, I cannot depart from it. For at least you may not think with the kingdom of heavens to reason with them, and you want to sit with your kingdom that you reason for the kingdom of heaven. But we who get a whisper from him, there are things we have heard and we follow them.
Sometimes
we just hear a whisper.
A
whisper is big, me who hears it.
To
you, who is far as they speak it, it's small. That is very true. And God comes to say, that whisper, those far. Apostle God told him, they were not there. They just
hear
as if a whisper and even understand a little of it. But he was heard it, I understand the whisper entered in my ears. Now it is upon you
to
decide, take the whisper from telling it to me. You too hear and indeed you hear it if I speak it to you. The book of God is mega last agenda on the earth. It's about to be released. It has like five phases inside it.
Table of content.
And the table of contents of that book is one to be first released. The table of the content in that book. Now there is the first phase. Of God's worldwide call, which is on the nation Uganda. All things to be in that is put in the table of contents.
Now,
the second phase of the God's mega last agenda on the earth, it's what holds the heavenly journey. The heavenly journey and the book of remembrance. All meant to be there is in the table of content of that book. We have the third phase of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. It has the nine God's standard strategies of fulfilling the worldwide call. Right from the first, we call it the ministry. Call it the base. And the foundation of our calling. And the rest.
It means
what those people are speaking of.
We
even have proof that we have them. Now the fourth phase of the book of God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Gathering and perfecting the called.
What holds the gathering and the perfection of the called? Yes. How do we gather you? How do we prepare you?
At
the end, the list holds many things. But there is below. We are ones who are there to be prepared and trained to the end of where this book has been released. And these are the signs they hold. The first, they became an epistle, I minister through, and to the strategies in this book. The second, they came, they don't give birth, they gave birth their five children. The third, they were leprous and they got healed.
They
have to find you, and they are in there for would have written about you. They have books of all the contents we have in this book.
And
they have them within them, though they don't have physically those books. Now there's a line say, these are ones who are with us and they failed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That these are what? And they have the signs below. They did not become a full epistle in which I ministered. They came, were not married, they married from here. They were mad and they got healed. What took them from here? It is this. There's even a line saying, these ones can be reconciled by the pioneers we saw when they pass through the rightful criteria of being prepared, if they have repented. And the pioneers in this book, they are responsible to create in place others. The other book, you don't joke with it. I told you before, you will be spoken of in a good report or a bad report. Are we together? Have you seen those who have fallen off?
There's
a reason why this year was to sift us. For the next year, the book has been released. Those who have been here and those perfected. But still, it has a close. We say,
these
ones who have been here to the end, but they didn't get perfected because of weakness. You've been here to the end, but you're not serious. You've been jumping up and down. We are going to include you how you've been here.
They
didn't become epistles, I minister through. When you check all in this book, be in them, but they don't have
all the next,
must have written them in notes of their what hands. They didn't have them very well. I have you. They were called apostles, and they didn't know their calling, even their works, and didn't allow to be trained and prepared for those works.
It's
up to you know how you've been handling things, but the book is going to be released. These are ones who have been new, who have just met us at the point when we release this book. And they are being prepared by the pioneers above. Where do you fall? Where do you fall? Ask your brethren, where do you fall? You thought you had fluked full knowledge, you are lying. You are lying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are just doing it for the sake. You know God. When the enemy raises the floods or the dust, the Holy Spirit has to set up a standard to fight with him.
atekawo mutino,
he sets up a standard,
nga gulimu enteekateeka ez'omutindo,
and indeed there are standard strategies. That's why
they've
been set in place, and that book has to be released.
In
this work of God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda. It will be moved by the strategies in that book.
If
those outwait for people with those strategies,
I'm
not including you in the book that you
were
perfected to be sent to them when you did not get perfected. Let's hear that verse in Isaiah, what it says. Isaiah chapter 59, verse
19. Kubanga alijja ng'omugga ogukulukuta n'amaanyi okutwalibwa n'omukka gwa Mukama.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes.
Oluganda basomye biki?
Luganda. What have you read?
Chibaliti erinya lya Mukama.
They shall fear the name of the Lord.
Okuva ebugwanjuba.
From the west.
Nebuvanjuba.
And his glory from the rising of the sun.
Omulabe bwalirumbanga amataba.
When the enemy shall come in like a flood.
Omoyo wa Mukama aliyimusa omutindo okulwana naye.
The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. He cannot fight when he's not set up a standard. Indeed, that standard, there are strategies. And we join them together. That standard strategies. That's why that book.
It's
called the Book of God's Mega Last Agenda. Yes. The whole world is to look at that. Because they have said, people pass through these strategies. They are to redeem Africa and the entire world in the seasons, evil seasons to come. It means all evil seasons began, but they are still coming more. All those have told you of them. And I wanted most.
The
day I will speak to you that to come to give thanks, that you prepare for it.
That
we thank God because we, he put us here to prepare us in the nation Uganda.
He
moved the nations, he told them
that there are
people who have been prepared in that nation.
But
the Spirit of the Lord has tried on you in all ways that he prepares you.
It
too has been troubling him. But it's not ended there.
He's
moved to speak to nations, have finished preparing those people. Not say that he's preparing us. He said they have been prepared. They have been prepared.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, even the 4,700
come where we are going to begin with.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
that's not the heading we are to study today. I've just been updating you. On 20th to around
23rd,
we must give thanks as we eat our meats.
This
no meal would be sacrifice.
Jesus
offered sacrifice once, that of animal is not
needed.
We are going to be eating rejoicing. The joy of the Lord. It is our strength. He said, eat, rejoice. We are going to eat. The roasting meat will be around here. And they're roasting it. It's not you going to roast. You are going to be. You are not going to roast. You are going to bring the heathens. They will roast meat here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ogenda kuba ngomwana badategekebwa.
You're going to be as a
child
prepared, humbling the father, prepare them.
Ngawerire michoma
awe. And you eat your roasted meat.
Ngendo wagala manyu.
You go sharpen your tooth. How do they sharpen tools?
Na ibi binaka tubiteka.
All that we put in the sides.
Tulabe okuwasa.
We see marriage.
Okuva kumulembe gwa nabbi Adam.
From the era of the prophet Adam.
Okutoka kumulembe gwa nabbi Musa.
To the era of prophet Moses. Yes.
Tuli muguru lya kusatu.
We are in the third heaven.
Kitundu echa waguru.
In the realm above.
Musingani bwana mulondo ya Katonda.
Where we find the throne of God.
Masekati guru sukuru ya Katonda.
In the midst of the paradise of God.
Mwechuteke nenyeriza.
Where we are still looking at.
Ebikabina ebyemiti.
The four type of trees.
Ejiri mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Those found in the paradise of God. In the third heaven.
Emiti ejogerwako mu lubereberye sura ya 2.
Trees spoken of in Genesis chapter 2.
Urumunano urumwenda.
Verses 8 and 9. Where there is the tree of life.
Masekati gorusuku.
In the midst of the paradise.
Omuti ogwokumanya obulungi n'obubi.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil. In the midst of the paradise of God, the pleasant trees for sight, and the pleasant trees for food. Those we are about to see, for in this time we have been concluding, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the way we ate of it, the type of fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the way we died and they removed from us the heavenly body, the way we get born again, restored the heavenly body, the difference between the heavenly body, the difference between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body, the glory of the heavenly body, and the way we keep it as we eat the word of God, and to be washed of sins, passing through water in the word, the ability of the heavenly body to be in the heavens and on the earth. When we first had it while in Adam, before we are given this body of death, all those we've seen them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We saw the ability of the heavenly body to be in the heavens and on the earth. And when it is in the heavens, it uses the immortality. When it comes on the earth, it uses mortal.
Not
this of death we have today. And in that body,
it's
where we are able to still give birth. To fulfill Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. For most people say, if we were in the heavenly body, how would we have been fruitful? But we saw it had ability. It had ability to be in the heavens and on the earth. And when it is in heaven, it works as the immortal, that immortal body, that everlasting. But when we come on the world, it works the mortal, just as the angels do it, to live on this earth. Now we did like that in the first Corinthians chapter 15, in the verse 50 up to 54.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
there are many things we are able to see. But still, as we answer here, it's where we have to remarry the way of marriage from the prophet Adam to reach prophet Moses. And from prophet Moses to the Lord Jesus Christ. How were those ways? Why is that question meant to be answered here in the paradise of God?
Because
after the fall of Adam and Eve, they begot children, including Cain and Abel. But Cain, they say he married and he gave birth. People ask, how did he marry? And whom did he marry? How did he marry? Whom did he marry? Where did he get those wives? Where did he get a wife for himself? Because they had just been born.
Adam and Eve.
They had just begotten Cain and Abel.
And
Cain married and he gave birth. How? In which way did he marry? How? And where did he get the woman? Those two are questions. I don't answer them in what happened in the paradise of God. I don't know where you will get answers of them.
Hallelujah.
Because he still married there. It's not that, brethren. People ask questions when they reach to read there, but they do not know how it was. Just as me and you were before, until we sat in the council of God's word, and he taught us to profit as today. Yes. And God did what?
He
taught us to profit as today. Let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 16.
Kaini nava maso ga mukama, natula munsi ya Enodi, mumaso ga Adeli.
And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Yes. Have you heard here in Genesis chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, Cain went from the presence of the Lord
and married,
knew his wife, and he bore, called the name Enoch, and he built a city, called it after the name of his son Enoch.
The
question comes there. All here they have not seen other children born. In Genesis chapter 4, from verse 1 until verse 17, we see there are two children, Cain and Abel. Now, whom did he marry? That's where questions have come. How did he marry?
Yawasani.
Whom did he marry?
Yamujawa.
Where did he get that woman and wife? That's why I wanted you to know that right from the prophet Adam to reaching prophet Moses, marriage was different. And from the prophet Moses to reach our Lord Jesus Christ as it is today, still marriage is different.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the era of the prophet Adam to the prophet Moses, they married when they are 100 plus years. They married when they are 100 plus years. Yes. Like 100 and above. Because they lived to reaching 900 years. 969. And remain with 31 years to make a century.
Ekikula emyaka lukumi.
Which makes a 1,000 years.
Ngambie.
I've said.
Okuva ku nabbi Adam.
From Prophet Adam.
Okutuuka ku nabbi Musa.
To the Prophet Moses.
Bawasanga balina emyaka 10 n'okudda
wa. They married when they were 100 and above years.
Kubanga bawangalanga nnyo.
Because they lived long.
Okutuuka ku myaka nga 9.
Reaching 969 years. And they remained with 31 years. To make a century. Makes up a 1,000 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this gave them ability. It gave them room. To wait. Children born in the same family to marry and birth with them. Yes. That's why I fall the first. From the era of Adam to that of Prophet Moses. They married from 100 years and above. From 100 and above years. For a reason. They lived very long. To reaching 969 years. And they remained 31 years to make a century. Which makes 1,000 years. The second, from the era of the Prophet Adam to the Prophet Moses, they were allowed to marry in their sisters. For example, Prophet Abraham,
who married
Sarai, the daughter of the father. Why to the era of Prophet Moses? That's when the laws came. After the many behaviors they got from Egypt. And the laws came to enlighten them that they don't fall in sin. That do not marry your sister, neither your mother. But they were not there before. From the era of Prophet Adam to the Prophet Moses, they were allowed to marry in their sisters and their kin's people. For example, Prophet Abraham married Sarah, the daughter of his father. Because those days they have not been given laws as on the era of Prophet Moses. Yes. Have you written that down? Those things are so important that you understand them. Know that from the era of Prophet Moses to that of our Lord Jesus Christ, they wrote a letter to chase a woman for every reason. That's why they call from the era of Prophet Moses to the era of our Lord Jesus. They wrote a letter chase a woman for any reason.
And
from the era of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ to his coming back, except adultery. The adultery of departing from the Lord and the adultery, physical adultery. They married. It's the only way they will separate. Those things are spoken below. They have to be studied. Yes. But you first entered them very well. Then you may know how generations moved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we've gone back to the first.
Adam.
That from the era of the prophet Adam to the era of prophet Moses, they began to marry when they are 100 and above years. 100 and above years. Because they lived very long to reaching 969 years. And they remained with 31 years to make a century, which is made of 1,000 years. This created room. Adam and Eve to begot many other girl children. And because that, there was not a law that you should not marry among your sisters. That's how they married among themselves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So living long
helped them. And that's where people do not know that how did they, where did he get a wife?
Let's
go briefly back to Genesis 4, verse 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 4, verse 16.
Kaini nava maso ga mukama natula munsi ya Enodi mu maso ga Edeni.
And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
Unyole 10 na musavu.
Verse 17.
Kaini namanya mukazi we nabera olubuto nazala Enoka nazimbe chibuga nachituma Enoka ngelinya lyo mwana we.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch, and he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Most, that's where they ask,
Cain,
the wife he married, where did he get her from? And he married her in which way?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They didn't know that for the living long of these people, they delayed to marry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I have told you, they began to marry at the times they were 100 and above years.
For
the reason they lived very long. According to Genesis chapter 5, the verse 26 up to 27, he says like this. Genesis chapter 5, verse 26.
Mesusera na wangala, boyamalo kuzala lameka, yemiaka lusamvu muchinana mwebili, nazala avana abobulezi, na abobuwala.
And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years, and begot sons and daughters. Verse
27.
And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Yes. All the years together which Methuselah lived, 969 years. Imagine a person who lives for 969 years. He begot sons and daughters. Why have I brought this like this? That you understand that in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 up to 17, where Cain marries, as he married, he was around 200 years. That is the youth of then.
Right.
Then you were a youth. 200 years, 300, 400. You are a youth. You began to feel you've grown. And you're like 500 years. 500 years. Yes. Then you've grown.
Now 600,
700 years. And then they say the old man. And now you will not be even allowed to move from your homes, not allowed to move on the village. On 50 years, you are right at home, a young child. Indeed, your bodies quickly have aged. When a man married at 100, 200 years, and they begot many other sisters around, just go back in the family. Father, that's my sister. Because that too which was after it came back among us in the brethren in the Christ Jesus. It came back in the church.
Here
in the brotherhood of the church, not out in the world. Here we marry our sisters in the Lord.
I
have not said out in the world. You want to attach words which are not proper on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because they had to live not only 1,000 years, they had to live 1,000 times 2 years. That's what Ecclesiastes say.
Tugenze mubulize sura ya meka ya mukaga. Bali no kuangalia miaka emeka.
They had to live how many years?
Iraja aba wakwetereza.
Then they give
chibi chetu aitwa kulira mu Adam.
To align ourselves for the sin we committed in Adam. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 6.
We wow, ne wankubadenga wangala emyaka 10 emirundi ebiri, na ina hata sanyukira birungi byonna, tebadde mu kifo kimu.
Yea, though he lives 1,000 years, twice over, yet he has seen no good. Do not all go to one place?
He,
yes.
Had
to live 2,000 years. 1,000 twice. Yes. 2 millenniums on this world. It's what we had to live. Now see.
This
sin and the sin. They had to live how many years? But they said, in the midst they begat children, thousands of them. Let's briefly move above a few verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse
3.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 3.
Omuntu wazala abaana 10 nawangala emyaka mingi, ennaku z'emyaka gye ne ziba nyingi, naye emmeeme ye n'etekuta birungi, era nate n'ataba na kuziikibwa. Njogera ng'omwana omusowole amusinga oyo.
If a man begets 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, and his soul is not filled with good, and also that he has no burial, I say, that a stillborn birth is better than him. Yes.
Bali nangu kuzara abana
mweka. You have to be God 100.
Chikumi.
100.
Kati. Chikumi abana ngu nazara chikumi.
You have to be God 100 children.
Okutukiza rubereberi yesure soko nyurabi mwomukaga.
Genesis 1 verse 26-28.
Na basi mwomukisa bazale
bakulechi. Bless them, be fruitful and multiply.
Ya baga njagara abana chikumi Adamu wano.
100 children Adam here.
Kain mpaba ana chikumi wano.
Kain, give me 100 children here.
Katinga bwobera mbana kumi
obato naba. And if you are in 10 children, you have done no work.
You know, kubara umu,
you have babili, to count 1, 2, 3, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
I've
begot them in the doctor.
Amen.
This
generation, they begot
10,
and they begin to complain, you break this woman. The body's weakened.
They
have to
be
got 100 and above children. That is Ecclesiastes. Chapter 6, verse
3-6.
That they had to live 2 millenniums.
Over
2,000 years.
At least,
and at least, pace a child 2 years. That by the end of them, they have made total of 100 children. And they had to marry among themselves. That's why I first listed for you how marriage moved up to today. That I speak of them before you read and you have an ideal on them. That's one called the person taught of God. For still God is no teacher like him. Job 36 verse that God is great.
There's
no teacher who is like him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you've moved to understand me.
Adam,
that from the era of Adam, the era of Prophet Moses, they married beginning from 100 years and above because they lived so long, reaching 969 years, and they remained 31 years to make a millennium. Those are 1,000 years. As you've heard in Genesis chapter
5, 26
and
27,
Methuselah lived 969 years.
But
those are one, not ones they are meant to officially live. God had prepared that they had to live 2 millenniums. Those are 2,000 years. Yes. 2,000 years. And that,
according
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 3-6, they had to be got 100 children, each of them. 100 children. Now, if you don't make them marry, you marry them off.
In
the midst of them, how are they going to survive? You don't know what was there. But since now we are in revival, we are in the revival and restoration of all things.
You
know, the way they were, they're supposed to be, and the way they will be forever and ever.
For
this book of remembrance, which is in Malachi 3, verse 16, God wrote them a book of remembrance. He took me in the heavenly journey. Right now we are in the third heaven. Conclude of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've been able to remember them.
But
so hard to know what exactly was there.
But since we
are seeing the way how marriage was from the era of Prophet Adam
to
reach the era of Prophet Moses
and
from the era of Prophet Moses
to
reaching of our Lord Jesus Christ
and
from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
to
his second coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So mukanyo merokano.
So in this aspect,
tukugambi,
we have told you
from the era
of Prophet Adam
Musa,
to the Prophet Moses, people were able to live, began to marry from 100 and above years,
kubanga,
because they lived so long
okutuka ku myaka 9
reaching
969
years. As we've heard in Genesis chapter 5, verse 26 to 27. But God had set in place them to live 2,000 years according to Ecclesiastes chapter 6 and the verse 6. And that they had to be got more than 100 children
according to
Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verses 3 to 6. And among these children born, God in those seasons he never refused them marry among their siblings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why you've heard in Genesis chapter
4
verse
16
and
17
that Cain knew his wife. Where the world asks, where did he get the wife? And they forget these married when there are 100 and above years, which gave room to Adam
to
begot many other children. And they grew to reach a level of being married off and as they married amongst themselves. Because from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, who brought the Israelites from Egypt, there were no laws
to
refuse them to marry among their siblings. But when we went in Egypt, we caught many behaviors from Egypt, taking us in much sinning. God brought commandments to give us bounds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world does not know both much. But we thank the Lord who's given that blessing to us.
And
these have been told you that you might have an answer, that you may not confuse, neither to get confused what exactly happened and how where are they.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why in Genesis chapter 5 verse 1 to 3, Adam begot there many children. Genesis chapter 5 verse 1.
Kino kye kitabo ky'okuzaalibwa kwa Adamu. Olunaku Katonda lwe yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda bwe yamukolera.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Yes. I want you to hear very well.
This is
the book of the generations of Adam.
Adam,
when they say the book of the generations, generation holds 1,000 years. But these are generations.
We
were there a number of generations. A couple of years. More than 2,000. Adam lived to how many years? Let us hear. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1.
olunaku Katonda le yatoneramu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamukolera.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him.
Olunyolo okubiri.
Verse 2.
Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu.
Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
Ibonna bonna bali bani?
All of them were Adam.
So tebaliko.
Now they didn't have this, that these of the monkey clan don't marry in the monkey. Those of the goat clan don't marry in the goat. All were Adam.
Wow. Not,
and you not say, let me go in the Musa, I marry from there. The Musas, Moses. Yes. The generation which was all there of one clan. The holy clan. The clan of the Adams. The Adams married the Adams. Adams to marry the Adams. These things you are on these days. They are yours on this planet Earth. Of this age. After you set up abominations. The totems. Yet you have totems of the creatures of God.
Didn't
why not all nations have them? There may be here in Africa. Mainly in East Africa. Mostly in Uganda.
But
other nations don't have those much. Except for the laws we got from the era of Prophet Moses to our Lord Jesus.
He
did not take them away, which gives us bounds how we marry. But he made corrections on the wrong things which were there. For in the era of Prophet Moses to our Lord Jesus, we are able to chase a woman for every reason. And our Lord corrected that. But
he
didn't give us laws, give bounds on how we marry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But these all were the Adams. How will you avoid them when they are the ones in the world?
That
we don't marry the Adams among Adams. They are the ones there. Yes. This preaching is all of humans. Revelation which came from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the things which were, just as written in the book the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see the verse 3. Genesis chapter 5, verse 3.
Adamu naamala emyaka 13, nazala omwana w'obulenzi mu kifaananyi kye, mu ngeri ye, n'amutuma erinnya lye Seezi.
And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seez. Now listen.
Gotten
Cain and Abel, immediately begot them. He first lived other years. 130. Again he begot Seth. Yes. Now there.
Cain
is there already.
Yes.
Not yet married, for his own begot children.
Katika Cain yao Adamu chitayo wako wabeira miaka anga.
Cain, as his father Adam was 130. He's like 40 years.
He's
still a young boy, should not marry. He's just a boy, youth. Teen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 5, verse 4.
Enakuza Adam boya malo kuzala Seezi, emyaka lunana nazala abana b'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala.
And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. The ministers have begotten Seth,
140
years. He begot more to 800. Now, those
he
has begotten in how many years?
He has
begotten many.
Girl
and boy children.
But
when he makes it and
reads,
and when he lights up, Cain is the first.
It's
like 400 years.
Seth
follows. Like 200 years. 300 plus.
But sister never brothers,
and the sisters plus us, they're 100 plus years. Follow. Me, I was there in the heavenly journey. Heavenly biblical journey. And it was explained in the Holy Scriptures.
It
God took in things which were just as the experience was.
And
I saw everything I enjoyed
much.
Just as you to enjoy in this conversation. I pray God helps you that it takes you to see the experience how it was. In the name of our Lord Jesus. I would have spoken in this story how it they were.
But
the journey was in the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Imagine.
Miaka nasoka awukujingira avude ku 10 mwameka.
Born from 130.
He's
begot girl and boy children.
Into
800 years. That's
where
he ended to stop giving birth.
It's
on the death of the 100. Which in Ecclesiastes
6
verse 3. But when he lines up the firstborn,
Cain
is close to 400 years. The next
is like
308. And the sisters follow.
They are those in
350, 320.
Orenge down.
Have you sit there?
Kahara basinga tibama nyabyari bitya.
Most didn't know how they were.
Na yayogera mu Matayo suleri 17.
Book in Matthew 17. Verse 10 to 11. When Elijah will come. He will restore all things.
We
know them as they were, as they're supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever.
We
work in the anointing of Prophet Elijah. I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Amen.
Amen. You want to be Elijah's be that we work in his anointing, fulfill the work.
That
works. Does it not work?
If
the work is not done, are you not hearing the restoration? Let's finish verse 5. Genesis chapter 5, verse
5.
And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
He
saw his children, they marry each other. 930. He remained with only 70 to make a millennium.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But brethren, in faith, married at how many years? Genesis chapter 5, verse 25.
Misusera na amale miaka chikumi mchinana mumusamu.
Genesis chapter 5 verse 6.
Says in amale miaka chikumi mwatano. Nazala Enos.
And says, lived 105 years and begot Enos. 105.
He is marrying.
The youth is going to marry. 105.
But here, could you bring
105?
Baja magumba muntana.
Get bones, baby, from the grave. Enos married at how many years? Let's read verse
9.
Genesis chapter 5, verse
9.
And Enos lived 90 years and begot Kenan. This is safe. Those years are many. And he saw the girls. They quickly grow up. He married at 90 years. 90. But this is the youth at 90 years. And the beards are just beginning to grow.
But
if you see mine, you may wonder.
Chukasi naweza kuwa
it has not even met. What sin has done to us on this planet? It weakened the body. You look at your body. You are struggling with it every day that you live there.
Aha, ono ya gundi ani kanani genani.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 12.
Kenani namale miaka nsavu nazala makalayeri.
And Kenan lived 70 years and begot Maharaleel.
Kenani olaba yeye wasija kunsa.
Kenan married at 70 years.
Agene bakendeza
ako. They were producing years.
Kubanga ne miaka jari jitendiko okwesa.
Years were beginning to reduce, cut themselves. But they begot girl and boy children.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 15.
Makalaleli, namale miaka nkaga mwetano, nazala yakedi.
And Maharaleel lived 65 years and begot Jared. Maharaleel lived 65.
What's up?
He married.
At
60. Or you get married to at 60. In the new covenant, it take you a widow. Those years you can no more handle. Those 60 are you there? 60 physically. And at that age, in that time you're meant to marry, you're still a young girl. The man you have to marry, you're just a boy. Genesis chapter 5, verse 18.
Yaledi, namale miaka chikumi munkaga mwebili, nazala Enoka.
And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. This one 162.
And
he married 162. He's going to marry. Now they lived so long and they begot so much and they allowed to marry among themselves as the Adams. So
it
gave room to their siblings to grow and they married amongst them.
Genesis
chapter 5 verse 21.
Enoch anamale miaka nkaga mwetano. Nazala Methusela.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methusela. Yes.
Enoch auyo nakolachi.
Enoch.
Nazala Methusela.
Ee kunkaga mumeka.
But begot at 65. What about Methusela?
No,
we entered Methusela who lived the longest. Genesis chapter 5, verse 25.
Methusela namale miaka 18 mu 7 nazala Lameka.
And Methusela lived 187 years and begot Lamech. 187 years. 187. Yes. And he begot. Margaret, he begot children. This one is one of the longest, almost was to enter a millennium. Huh? To marriage. He was about to enter 200 years. Then he marries. So they married from 100 and above years. They few married at 60 years.
So
that is how it was. And it gave room Adams to marry amongst themselves. For they begot so much and they lived long. Gave them room to wait their siblings whom they will marry. One of 100 when he marries one of 50.
They are
all young. Now when sin increased,
in
Genesis chapter 6, when they cut to produce the years,
they moved
to 120. The era of prophet Noah. Let us hear. Genesis chapter 6, verse 2.
Abana ba katonda ne balaba bawala ba bantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bo be balonda.
That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Verse
3.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Yes. In Genesis chapter 6, the verse 1-2, the era of prophet Noah, the sons of God, the fallen angels, came on world made human bodies, the bodies of this world,
mortal bodies.
They married among the children of men, and humans moved to have more sin. Lord reduced the years. Those
he
had given as we had in Ecclesiastes 6:6. And they had to live 2,000 years times 2. Those are 2,000 years. He cut and reduced them.
Those
Genesis chapter 6, verse 1-7.
There
is everything men thought were evil. Imaginations were only evil. And they reduced the years. Those who were to live a millennium times 2, they reduced to 120 years. And when we went to Egypt, when prophet Moses removed us from there, sin increased. And God set up laws.
For
sin had passed through much profane and in fornications. God set up commandments to put bounds upon us and to enlighten how we shall handle things. As we reach the era of prophet David, and we had failed with sin, mostly of profane and fornication. God reduced us from 120, increased them to 70 to 80 in the era of Prophet David, in the Psalms chapter 90.
Zaburi esura ya chenda olinyolo muenda.
Psalms chapter 90 verse 9.
Kubange naku za fezo naziita mu busungu bwo. Emyaka ja fejigwa onge chiruzo.
For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spent our years as a tale that is told.
Olinyolo 10.
Verse 10.
Enaku ze myaka je je myaka nsanvu. Era na ya manyi gemmere. Gaweze miyake chinana na ya malala gawe kwe kutegana nukuna kuwalo kwelele kubanga gaita mangu na fetubula.
The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if be reason of strength, they be 70 years. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Yes.
Duga kumulembe kwa kabaka Daudi.
The era of prophet the King David.
They are
cut from 120.
70.
Eaten foods which are not organic. They enter 80 years. As we reached our Lord Jesus. And we are in 60. Our Lord Jesus,
60.
One allowed to qualify be a widow. One will know any time they unclothed. Depart from this body. It is 60 years.
Now,
where we are 2,000 years have passed. We are like 40 others.
To move
beyond 40, 50. And you've not yet unclothed.
Those
of 100, it's a miracle.
Baba
they declare that those who have lived longer. That is
5.
When our Lord Jesus, the era of apostles, they have reduced us to 60 years. Now,
20
years we are experiencing back. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse
9.
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse
9.
Let not a widow be put on the list under 70 years old, having been the wife of one man. Yes.
That's
the era of the Lord Jesus and apostles. They reduced years. 60 years.
Had
to move beyond before you are a problem. Sickness is all over you.
Now,
today we are in 40. 40, 50. And you're all broken.
You
don't more have any use in the flesh. You forgive me. But that is how it is.
You find
a child 25 years. They are all aged, looking aged. They are crying of pains in the bones and the back.
Instead of
putting the organic foods. But as I told you, the era of Adam, that of Prophet Moses,
married
from 100 and above years because they lived very long.
969 years.
It means 31 years to make a millennium. Even though they were given to marry, they were given to live on the world. 2 millenniums. As Ecclesiastes 6, verse 3 to 6. He said, right there, they begot many children.
Adam.
They have problem marry amongst them the Adams. But as we've come seeing, in Genesis chapter 6, verse
1
to 5, as people moving on to sin, God will reduce the life found in the blood, in the lifespan reduce. And the time you reduce life in the blood, it's easy to be attacked. That we appear weak in the body. See how
add
on poison of the organic foods we eat. As we reach era of Prof. King David, as he had in the Psalms 90, verse 9 to 10, and he says 70, the strength of the good food, eaten the good food which is not organic, you make 8 years.
Reach
the era of the Lord Jesus and apostles,
had
in the first Timothy chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, and we are in 60.
It
has passed 2,000 years. Now we are around 40. Living
long
is 40-50 years. When you enter 70, 80 and 90, indeed, we see you have no journey. The situation is
bad.
We begin to request God to unclothe
you.
Tired, and they are disturbing us so much. But marrying was like that. So we shall come to see from the era of the prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, they married among their siblings before they had been given laws, given commandments and laws,
emisango,
judgments,
endagirizo,
statutes and ordinances of God. Because they were given right from when we came from Egypt, and we got a lot of evils there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then that's where we shall see from the era of Prophet Moses to the Lord Jesus. Write a letter, chase a woman for any reason, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, from birth till he will come back and correct. And he said to separate with someone in marriage, except for adultery. Adultery of departing from the living God, and the adultery of leaving your wife or your husband. We shall end with the heading, which says we have to worship the God of Adam. For in those eras, there were no gods who did not create heavens and earth. They are called gods of this age. Then after we shall go see the pleasant trees for sight and the pleasant trees for food in the paradise of God, even the river of living waters,
is
divided into four. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for learning with us,
and
to be ready to teach many others, to fulfill God's worldwide call. As we lift the banner of the truth of the word of God, righteousness and holiness, and we blow the trumpet of the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to call nations be turned to the one true God, and to join him to work with him in the final work on this earth with two reasons. The first, to stop the devils, turn the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, preparing our nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this final work on this planet Earth, we do it pass through the campaign of doing revival and restoration of all things of the heaven and earth. They be known the way they were, the way it's supposed to be, and the way they will be forever and ever. And God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.